Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
There's a fly ball to right. Shallow. Frelick will charge in and make the catch.
Well, Craig Counsell, one of the great players to play under pressure. Got a hanging breaking ball there, and he's mad because he should have pulverized it, but he missed it. Counsell had so many great moments under unbelievable pressure. He said, when I played and what the player should do, lean into it. Enjoy it. Embrace it.
People have asked all year about whether PCA shows too much of that emotion. And Craig Counsell said, you know, so long as it doesn't bleed into his play on the field, it's a way to release tension.
Yeah.
That's from the broadcast. It's Spiegel and Holmes. We're at Gallagher Way, by the way. We have Brian Regan tickets to give out. We will give those out before the show is over, so stick with us. Do you want to, you want the Piggy explanation first?
Or? Yeah, give me the Piggy explanation. Got a texter, 60 years old, born and raised in Chicago, also doesn't know Piggy. So I think we're talking about a 16-inch softball.
I would say he wasn't raised well.
Oh, about that. The baseball varietal popularized here in town, of course. Where so what's Piggy? Because you're telling me that these kids should play. And Alex, get three of these kids closer to a microphone so Tanny can hear them.
That's the last thing Tanny wants. So
their ball spilled over into our booth during the break. So next time it does, we'll just bring them over. Give them this microphone.
Throw it back to him.
Alex, you got a mic. Is that wireless? Just walk over and let the kids scream into it.
No,
go ahead.
Don't
it's not wireless.
Oh.
So here's the deal with Piggy. Okay. 16-inch, you're playing 16-inch softball, and sometimes you don't have a quorum for a baseball game.
Sure.
So you play Piggy. There's Piggy 1, who's the batter, Piggy 2, who's the catcher, and Piggy 3, who's the pitcher. And then everyone else is just out in the outfield.
Got you.
The rules of the game
three
are...
Three little piggies at that point.
Yeah, you get the three little piggies. The rule of the game at that point is if you're just one of the couple of people that are out there in the outfield,
yeah,
pitch the ball, Piggy 1 hits it, and you catch it. Or you catch it on one hop, you're now Piggy 1. You get to go hit.
Oh, so if you catch it straight up, I
you
like
get
it.
To go hit.
That's
so
nice.
If you're Piggy 2 and the batter misses,
yeah,
and you catch it, now you're Piggy 1 and they're Piggy 2.
Ah, okay. So the non-piggies, the big bad wolves, if you will, have motivation to try and play well on defense,
yeah,
so they can become Piggy.
And so you can go hit and you can play it all day.
Yes.
And it's a lot of fun.
I like it.
And it's competitive, right? Because you're out there trying to figure out where the spray chart is.
That's perfect.
For the hitter. It's a fun game if you've only got 6 or 7 people.
It strikes me as like playing 21 or 35.
100%.
In hoops, like when you don't have enough for a 2-on-2
yeah,
or a 3-on-3.
You've nailed it.
Yeah.
You've nailed it.
Thank you very much.
That's the way, and growing up in the Southside Catholic League, like I did in grade school, we didn't have a lot of fields, but we had parking lots. So here you're playing those one hops off the parking lot, the blacktop and stuff in the parking lot. But it was fun.
That's outstanding. All right. Well, next break, if these kids are still playing, I would like you to go out there and teach them Piggy.
No, I'm good.
And Tanny, we'll just mic it so Tanny can hear it during the break alone.
Well, everyone can hear it. That's kind of my point. So the listeners can hear it. So that's why we should address it.
Yeah, that's why he's saying it. He's not saying it because it just annoys him. He's saying that if he can hear it, then the listener can hear it.
I'm pretty sure he is saying it because it annoys him.
There's also that.
No, absolutely not. That's where the good content is. Like, address the thing that the listener can hear and we'll have some fun with it.
Yeah. All right. Well, you can sit me down and give me a symposium on that supposed good content.
These kids have got endless energy.
Oh, they are.
That noise is deafening.
And that little blonde kid just cranked it.
Well, there's like three little blonde kids.
Well, that one is one that looks like PCA.
There's a lot of blonde kids out
there's
there.
There's a big pile of Pete Crow Armstrongs out there. But one of them's wearing a Dansby Swanson jersey.
Well, no lefties. No, that one was a lefty. It was a lefty hitter.
The one who just hit it was a lefty.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, his parents are talking about it. He's got some skills.
See, they can teach him picky.
Teach him to get his emotions in check, okay? No. We don't want the TBS broadcast talking about him when Justin Turner's calming him down.
No, I want all of that emotion, and I want all that emotion from PCA. This is the time.
So I didn't see that, though, last night. So
tell
people.
Oh, that's right, because you were here at the game.
Yeah.
So there's this moment after, you know, PCA is frustrated at the plate where he's in – it's the stuff that you hate from him. He's in the clubhouse and he's mad. And so, you know, Justin Turner does the thing where he like walks up to him and he's like walking with them inside of the dugout, like talking to him. The TBS crew talked about it this way.
He had a great line to the media after the Cubs loss in game two. When asked about, do you think the Cubs have a chance to come back? He said, I think I'd be a fool to be here and not think that we could come back. Goes around and is upset with the call at third.
Council's got to come get him, though. He can't get him thrown out.
Still jawing with Ryan Blakeney, the third base umpire.
What do you think at home, folks? He did not go. Not even close. See the Justin Turner loitering there, staying next to Pete Crow Armstrong, trying to keep some kind of lid on it. Need him in the field.
Loitering is a good term for Justin Turner at this point in his career.
Oh, man.
No diss, though.
He got a single the other night.
I mean, it was a little bit of a diss.
I'll say this, by the way. I think Pete was correct.
Oh, I think he was, too.
And I think, as I've said before, the check swing call and methodology in MLB is in drastic need of a full-on revolution.
Yeah, well, I'm Kennesaw Mountain Landis. He would hate that, by the way. I feel like
probably if I were Kennesaw, I'd hate that.
Either one of us would hate it. In for a penny, in for a pound. To me, the way to fix that is every check swing is a swing.
Oh, just every check swing. You half go, you go.
You went.
I mean, just give me a camera down the third base line. Well, camera down the first base line.
I'm with you, but even the rules of no one has a true definition of what a check swing is.
You're totally right.
We just kind of go, well.
It's really halfway across the body is the idea.
Some people are like, well, did he break his wrist? and that's
I'll break your wrist.
Yeah.
Wegner.
How about that?
Wegner.
That's why it's like it's literally called a check swing.
All right. So Pete and his emotions. The question is, do his emotions ever get the best of him on the field of play?
There were a couple of moments this season where it happened.
Lawrence, I'm watching him in the two at-bats later in the game when Pat Murphy had the Odyssey. Excuse me, the Audacity.
Do, 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 do.
He had the Audacity. I mix those up, as you know. He had the Audacity to leave a right-handed pitcher in to face Pete Crow Armstrong because – He's going righty-lefty for certain key spots in the lineup. A little more on that later on, by the way, when we talk about Kyle Tucker, because it's not Kyle Tucker anymore, but because it's Michael Bush. As Council said last night, Michael Bush is the guy that they're making their bullpen moves around. It's no longer Kyle Tucker. But anyway, they're leaving righty relievers in for Pete. He should be licking his freaking chops. And I felt like you, because as I'm watching him, and he's squaring to bunt twice.
You're like, don't.
Pete,
swing the bat.
They are insulting you by leaving in the righty who throws heat, hunt your fastball or hunt your curve, hunt your pitch, and try to hit that damn thing hard. This is a moment where in desperate need, nobody on base, in desperate need of just trying to get another, I'm not saying you got to try to go deep, but try to get yourself a single. And he was bunting against the righty, and he did it the next time. Next time he did it, there were two strikes. So I cut it a little bit more slack. But that's, to me, is a sign of like, man, What happened to the Pete who looked like he was breaking out against San Diego in Game 3 and had messed with the mechanics a little bit and was making good, clean contact? That Pete had a single in the first inning against a righty. You had a single, a huge hit in the first inning, biggest hit of the night. We're celebrating that. Your next two at-bats against righty relievers, Grant Thompson and such, whoever the other one was, you're squaring around. To me, he looked like a little bit of a mess.
I can live with it. Like, that's where I'm at, where I know that there is the possibility of it frothing over for Pete, but I need that energy from him at the beginning of the game, and my hope is that if he's like that, then what we end up getting is we end up getting the guy that is the chaos agent. And we saw a little bit of the chaos agent.
Dude, you did. He huge two-run single, and then his speed and the threat of it caused the fourth run.
I'm not like this, like for to go into Cubs history. I don't want that from Zambrano all the time.
Dude, okay? And I thought of that last night because Zambrano's there.
Because it's a pitcher, and it's a little different.
Throws out a first pitch, and I know because I covered that man's career and the descent of his career. His anger and emotions kept him from being the ball player he might have been. He was still damn good. The numbers are still damn good.
I don't think that people think of him well enough for what he did in his career for the Cubs. I truly don't. Like, he was of the three guys that you're hoping are the at that time, like you're hoping are the future of the franchise, he ended up being the best pitcher.
I think
by a mile.
I think you're right. But I think some of the reason that people don't think well enough of him is because we all know he didn't get the most out of what he could have done. And that's I'm telling you right now, unfortunately or not, I judge people based on that.
I know you do.
I judge athletes based on whether they get the most out of what they have. Like, a part of the reason I love Joakim Noah is I feel like Joe got the most out of what he could have, what he could have done with his talent and with his skill set. I feel like Zambrano could have done more, and it bums me out.
Well, to get back to Pete.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is something that I imagine is going to evolve with him. And I'm not saying that I want him to be that player all the time. I think to get the Cubs to the next round, he has to be that player.
I feel you on that.
And so it's one of those things where maybe if you're Craig, you're just kind of letting it ride. And you're just like, the dugout's got him. I don't need to say anything, but I very much, if I do say something, it's in a positive way.
Yeah.
It's Pete. That's right.
Pete, I
let them
you.
See that energy.
Poke the bear.
Let them see that energy. They're too comfortable.
I feel you on that. I'm glad we're having the discussion. You know where I am. I think it's unseemly for fans and kids sometimes when he does that stuff, honestly. And you know, you could tell me to stop clutching my pearls, and I believe you have. I believe you have.
Yeah, stop clutching your pearls. The kids are all right. They're out here playing ball.
And now you say, and they love him, and that's fine. I just don't want to see more of him doing that. But anyway, that aside, I worry about it affecting his play long term and affecting his career long term. But short term, you're right.
Turn him loose.
Whatever Pete is, you need it right now.
Yeah.
You need 100% of whatever he is right the hell now.
Because of the way that your roster is made up, you have a plethora of serious dudes on this team. A plethora of them, right?
Yeah, you're a little proud of plethora, aren't you? You feel good about it.
Yeah, just like Myriad.
Yeah, I
could have gone Myriad.
No.
You have Myriad, serious guys.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, see?
Look at that. Look at
yeah.
That. Let's go. How about this? A bevy.
A bevy. That's a good call.
A bastion.
I like that.
A bastion, Jordan.
Like, look around that diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Serious dudes.
Yeah, you got a lot of them.
Like, Nico. real serious dudes.
Serious dude.
Almost to the point where you wish some of them would loosen up. Insert, like as someone who completely understands Ian Happ, and the idea of being wound too tight sometimes,
that's
a serious guy. Dansby Swanson is a really serious dude.
Yeah, these are all serious men.
Saya, real serious dude.
He's funny, though. That's why he and Pete got a love thing. He's funny.
And then there's Pete.
And then there's Pete.
I love that show. Came on after Maude.
B. Arthur was great as Pete.
She was.
She played both roles.
She did. She was fantastic in that. But I want him to play like his hair is on fire, because I think if you try to harness that like right now, I do think you'll get the negative reaction to it. So I want to – we can have the discussion, not you and I. I'm speaking as Craig. We can have the discussion about this when it's over, and then we can talk about like what's the next move as far as growth in that way and development goes with him in the offseason. But right now – I need 100% of fired up, intense Pete Crow Armstrong to make them uncomfortable.
Yeah. I hear you. That's good stuff out of Lawrence Holmes. In post game last night, PCA was at the podium with the hoodie on. Who was he sitting there with? Bush, right? PCA and Bush were there next to each other. Here's Pete post game, actually with Bruce, our Bruce Levine, and then also with TBS talking about his emotions.
Love your emotion, good and bad. Talk a little bit about what drives you.
I mean, the game brings it out of me, which I think is the coolest thing, and I'm so lucky to be able to play a sport that does something like that. But, I mean, if you really want to get deep, my mom, my dad, they drive me. But the guys that I'm with every day for 162-plus, you know, those are who push me and give me all the willpower I need.
I know you're always a player that just plays with emotion on your sleeve, right? How do you manage that, especially now that it's October, everything ramps up, but still play within yourself like you did?
I got the other 20-something people in here to bring me back down to earth, and I mean, with good and bad, and you know, emotions tend to take me away from the main point sometimes, so just having good people in my dugout in my corner to bring me back down to earth.
Man, I'll tell you what, that kid gets asked about it now all the time, and he gives calm, thoughtful answers every time. I respect him.
He's a good kid.
Absolutely.
But dude, go out there and be you.
Did I ever tell you the story that I heard about the South Bend Cubs and Pete Crow Armstrong?
No.
They won a title when Pete was at South Bend. And Pete had a bad game in the title game. And the whole team is celebrating. And Pete is not. Pete is down and beating himself up and in his feelings after a bad game. And somebody I know who was there and was, you know, much, much older than Pete, went over to him and said, "Hey, this can't be the way you live your career. Trust me on this. This is not what you want to do. Your team has won, and you were a part of it all year long, and you were a part of tonight, even though you're upset. Go celebrate with your team."
I would agree wholeheartedly with that assessment.
That
would be a moment where I would say exactly the same thing.
Is that a telling story?
You helped us get here.
Yeah, man.
So you are entitled.
You deserve this.
To this celebration.
Yes.
And that's okay. Now, that is something that I do think can be a negative for a player. And I'm glad whoever that was, that they went and told him, like, No one's mad at you.
Nobody's
over here celebrating.
We just won a title, man. Pour yourself some champagne.
Through.
Come on now. Feel it. You deserve to be a part of it.
Feel it. Feel it. Feel the vibration.
The vibrations are good out here, and nobody's got their underwear showing. Marshall Harris isn't here with his basketball shorts. See,
yeah,
if you're
true.
A score listener, man, or you've been around these past few days, you know exactly what we're talking about. And if you don't, well, you know. Hang tight.
Hang with them.
Hang with
them. If you will. We need to take a break. When we come back, let's get back on the Bears.
Oh, I remember them.
You remember them?
Absolutely.
Well, they were off for a week, and then the Cubs were kind of like here for us. in that week, but the Bears are back.
Now we got both.
And there's stuff going on up at Hallis Hall. They've got a big game coming up on Monday night. Jason Leisure is going to join us next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.